Welcome to another episode of Rant While Driving to Work. My name is Jay Wrecker, and I'm here the whole way home. That's right, guys. This is going to be a driving away from work, going home. It's a little rainy here in Florida the last few days. We've got the pandemic month nine. There's five hurricanes in the Atlantic right now, and two other storms. The first time there's five hurricanes in the Atlantic since the early 70s. It just seems like everything is very drab right now. I feel very down. And are you feeling this pressure to be successful at work, at home? I kind of am. A lot of that I'm putting on myself. I want to move on and do other things. I don't want to be stuck where I'm at right now. I want to move on. I want to do other things. Mainly because I feel that in my position as a middle manager, it's just going to get middlinger. But Jay, do people listen to you at work? It's fine. They know it. I know it. Looking elsewhere, right? And then I'm looking, and I was talking to some friends over the weekend, and they were just so down. Like, oh, that sounds too hard, Jay. Oh, that's going to take a lot of time. Oh, that's too saturated. That's going to take too much money. And I was like, I'm hanging out with a bunch of Eeyores right now, and it's just driving me down. And I just trying to find a way to see the sunshine, but literally I can't see the sunshine. You know, it's like I'm in an environment right now where nothing is making sense. Everything I'm trying, I'm spinning my wheels. Nothing seems to be going right at all. I just want a glimmer of hope. I launched a YouTube channel, and it's sucking bad. So I'm, changing the titles around, changing some thumbnails, changing the way I'm presenting things. Bad. No traction. Bad. So I'm going to do some more videos and just keep on at it and trying new things. And I'm listening to some podcasts, and I just have to start filming, and just get it done. Yeah. Sometimes the best way to get over this yuckiness, this depression, this darkness, this gloominess, this Eeyore mentality is doing it. Yeah? I think that's what I shall do. It's fun. I like the editing process, and I like doing them. I just want to see. It's a hint. It's a hint that that's percolating. I threw some things on Fiverr, and I'm getting some impressions. I'm getting some clicks, but no buys. I got a couple questions. No buys. I might just email these people back and say, hey, what would you, what can I improve on? That's what I should do. I should say, what can I improve on? What would have made you close the deal? And, try that out. And my things on Fiverr are just bonkers. I'm just not as creative as I wish I could be. Things on Fiverr are very particular. And I'm trying to do, outside, the box kind of things on Fiverr, things I'm able to do. Strange things, like, I did this a long time ago, and it was like, I'll write you a thank you note that rhymes, junk like that. I'm going to, so the one I have up now, I've got two of them up now, they're cut off the wall, they're like, hey, I will help you find a coin for your budget. And another one is, I'll teach you about trading stocks. It's teaching, and then I'll give you one recommendation. And it's like some PDFs written up, blah, 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 that kind of thing. And maybe, I don't know, just like I said, just trying to dabble, trying to do things, trying to figure things out. It just is that I come back to this is, like I said, I just like one sale, it would give me that hope. Like, oh, this might be it. When there's a bunch of impressions and there's no clicks, you're doing something wrong. It's the wrong title, the wrong image. And I can kind of point it out, too, that it's going to be maybe the wrong price points. You know, I don't know what other people's impressions and clicks are. You know, I'm fighting against guys who are, like, you know, level 2s and pros and level 1s. I'm just, like, at the beginning of the, you know, like, no level. Which, there's that. Yeah, so I'm trying, you know. Gotta walk before you can run, or crawl before you can hop, or whatever the sayings are. Let's do a podcast right now. And it was this woman who is a ghostwriter, professional ghostwriter. And I don't think I want to be a ghostwriter. I don't think I can do it. I don't think I'm a good writer, good enough of a writer to do that. And she's like, you don't want to do this until you, and it was ghostwriting for business, for professionals. She said, you don't want to write a book until you have an audience, until you have some, you know, some skin in the game. So you can, you know, so it's a calling card kind of thing. Well, I was like, wow. But you could get into a rut where, like, you don't ever write your book because you never, quote unquote, become successful enough to where you should. My idea is you write your book and then write another one and then write another one, and then that will be good. You know, that's, of course, she charges somewhere like $50,000 to do this, and she does, like, you know, 2 a year. So, you know, yeah, sure, she can say whatever she wants. You know, people are like, oh, she said the low end's $10,000, the high end's $100,000, she's somewhere in the middle. And per book, right? All these different things. But, and I'm thinking, if I write a book about a business plan, a business, how to do this, how to do that, right? That's how this business things work. And then the idea would be then you would sell services inside of it. So I'm giving you free advice, let's say 158 pages of content. Here it is. And then at the end of it, you're like, oh, I want to work with Jay because he wrote all this stuff and it was really helpful and it was really cool and it was really good. And my ticket item was like, you know, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever the case may be. That way, the book doesn't have to sell to make money. You might not make any return on the book. Like, it might cost you $15,000 on the book and marketing and stuff. You might be 20, 25 all in, but you can make 3, 4, 5 different sales and cover those costs. That's the winner. That's what she said, like 3 to 5. So whatever you spend on your book, right, you need 3 to 5 sales to make money. I like that because I might kind of roll that into what I'm talking about. And the YouTube channel, it's self-pub now, right? It's also selfpubnow.com. That was me a few episodes back doing my own ad for my own podcast. I thought that was hysterical. Well, the thing is that if you, a lot of these first-time authors that I'm speaking to, that it's going for, they don't have $10,000. They don't have $15,000. They might not have $1,000 to do a book, right? I mean, they might not have $500 to do a book. So if they have $100 they can get for a book, and that's all they have, to make 5 sales to make money, I mean, you got to sell your book for, you got $20 in profits. I mean, you got to sell your book for, you know, like $30, $40 to make money. That's pretty difficult, but if you can make it somewhere in between, where I was talking to a person at work and he wants to sell his book, whatever it's going to cost for him to make a dollar. And he doesn't care how much money he makes. It's a personal, it's a passion project. But at the same time, I don't know if that's the route you should be going. I think you should always be trying to make money. Right? There's to prove that it's successful at what you're doing actually mattered. Right? I guess the pure passion projects, but then at that point, don't spend any money. Spend $0 on your passion project. Do the cover yourself, do all the editing yourself, have your friends do stuff for you for free, barter for other things, don't spend any money. That way, everything you make is profit. No, again, I'm still thinking the same thing. It's all about money, right? Maybe I need to poll more authors about this and say, well, why are you writing? Do you write just purely for yourself or do you want to make money? I think ultimately, if you're a writer, you're writing because you like to write to prove you can do it. But then also, maybe you can make money on this thing, right? Like, what if you get found and you get picked up and now you're a writer full time and you write books and you write 3 books a year for the next 10 years and then you're kind of fine for a little while. And then maybe you sell some scripts and some, you option some stuff out there and you write a play and, you know, you enter in the world of writing, right? That has to cross people's minds, right? It crosses my mind when I'm, hey, I'm going to make a podcast, get one subscriber, two, 10, 50, 100, you know, keep moving up, you know, in 3 years, have a big thing. Yeah, I've been doing it for like 2 months and I've got like one subscriber as much as my friend. I think they give you, automatically, they give you one. You know, what I should do is just, you know, I should just have everyone that I know sign up for it and make a bunch of accounts. That's a lot of work just to kind of make myself feel better. Yeah. Some of the views are my, probably all the views are myself, just me watching it and just trying to watch it the whole way through. That way, you know, YouTube's saying, oh, this person's watching it the whole way through. But I don't know. Maybe they probably know it's just me and they don't care. Yeah, I definitely think, though, that having that ability to write, I think that's really important. But to say that you shouldn't write your business book until you become the a person to know, what if that book is what drives you to become the person in the know? What if it helps you just close a deal because, hey, I've got a book, and you slap the book down as a calling card. And yeah, in that case, yeah, sure, lose money on the book. You know, you could print books for, you know, $8 a piece. I think the book that I wrote was 150, 160 pages, 8.5 by 11, full color, like every page cost me like $7.50 to print. I don't remember if that was with taxes and shipping. It might have been a little bit more. But for that, yeah, you can buy 10, plop them down, give them as gifts, calling cards, personalize the covers, or inside, hey, I think chapter 6 is just for you. Kind of crap, right? But the one I'm thinking about right now is mainly it takes time. I gotta keep reminding myself that it takes time for things to catch on, to market right. There's so many other people out there who are writing blogs, who are doing YouTube, who are doing other things. But it would be so nice to have a small win. I've had zero wins this whole pandemic, and it's like I've been pressuring myself to get it done. Come on. This something has to happen, and nothing's happening. So it's okay. Let's take a step back. Let's breathe and keep going. I think the best thing I can do is just keep pressing forward and just trying it. What's the harm, right? Well, guys, it's been a somber, very somber episode. I'm home. Thank you for driving home with me. This has been Jay Recker, and I was ranting while driving home. But usually it's while I go to work. But today, it was going the opposite direction. So, there's that. Until next time, see ya.